God is faithful to his word, isn't he? Let us pray. Father, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for your word. And we know that your word is already anointed. But Lord, I thank you that we have ears to hear what you're saying tonight. And not only will we hear, but we will be doers of what we hear. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm so glad that we can trust God. Oh, am I so glad. More than you all will ever know. But tonight, I just want to talk to you about something. What to do when you want to quit? What to do when you want to quit? Sometimes, you know, you might think that only sinners want to quit. But I'm here to tell you tonight that sometimes Christians want to quit. Sometimes pastors' wives want to quit. Sometimes pastors themselves want to quit. Sometimes the regular congregation members want to quit. The deacons, the ushers, I mean, just anyone that loves God, sometimes you have those times you just want to quit. You want to just throw in the towel. And today I was seeing like a boxing ring, and then I could like see a towel thrown in the boxing ring. And so it's almost like, okay, now we have a choice. Am I going to just throw in the towel and give up everything that God has made available to me, all that he's put in me, and all the things that he wants me to do? Am I just going to give it up and throw in the towel and say, forget it? Oh, no. No, 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 no. I'm not about to. Let me read this to you here, if my phone will let me. I'm almost out of charge here. You have a choice. You can throw in the towel, or you can use it to wipe the sweat off your face. You can throw in the towel, or you can use it to wipe the sweat off your face. How many of us have been in some sweaty situations? How many of us have been in some sweating circumstances and family issues, or just even within yourself? We can throw in the towel, or we can pick it up and we can wipe off the sweat and keep on moving. All right, let me read this one to you. Be strong, because the things will get better. Whoa, listen to this. It may be stormy now, but it never rains forever. It may be stormy now, but it never rains forever. So you may be going through some tough situations now, but you coming out. They won't last forever. They won't last forever. Listen to this one. You can throw in the towel or use it to wipe the sweat off your face and keep moving forward. So we have a choice. We have a choice tonight. We can keep moving forward, or we can just decide to sit down and throw in the towel. But that's not what God wants for us. The minute you stop or quit and let the devil win, the minute you throw in the towel, the minute that you stop, you are letting the devil win. We refuse to let the devil win, right? We refuse. Don't make it easy for him. Sometimes we make it easy for the devil. Let's don't make it easy for him, because Jesus Christ came and made it easy for us. So we don't have to take on the struggles. We don't have to take on the fight, because he's already beat the devil. He's already won. We are winners. We are victorious. So we don't have to let him win in our lives. We can, and I say that you are a winner, and the word of God will put you over. The word of God will put you over every time and pull you through everything. Lori, won't he do it? Daryl, won't he do it? He'll do it. He has pulled us through some things. Amen? Now, we are to hold fast to what we know. Do you know something tonight? Do you know that you can depend on God? Do you know that you can trust him? Do you know it? Do you really, really know in those tough times that you can call on him and that you can trust him to come through for you. We got to know some things. We have to know some things. And we have to know God's word for ourselves. So we are to hold fast to sound words. Not just any word, sound word. Bible believing word. God's word. Not my opinion, not your opinion, but what the word of God says. Hold fast to sound words. Let's look at 2 Timothy. I'm going to read it out of my New King James Version, and then we will look at the New Living Translation. So let's look at 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy 1. Second Timothy 1, and we're talking about hold fast to the sound word of God. Second Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. This is Paul writing to Timothy, okay? For this reason I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed. For I know, you got to know something. For I know whom I have believed and am persuaded. Are you persuaded tonight to love God and know him? I am persuaded that he is able, that God is able to keep what I have committed to him until this day. God is able to keep what we give to him. He's able to even keep us through those hard times, even when we want to give up. Verse 13, hold fast the pattern of sound words. Hold fast the pattern of sound words. Now, that means that we could get kind of confused on some things because he's telling us to hold fast to what? Sound words, which you have heard from me in faith and love, which are in Christ Jesus. So we are to hold fast to that sound word, that good thing which was committed to you, kept by the Holy Spirit who dwells in us. We need to keep the sound word of God inside of us, knowing that he's taking care of us, knowing that he will do what he said he will do. So in those tough times when we feel like throwing in the towel, we might want to give up, just know I'm holding fast to the word of God and what I know. So we are to hold fast to that. All right? What to do when you want to quit? Okay. We are to hold fast to what you already know. That means we got to know some things. Hold fast to what you already know. Oh, I meant to read that in the New Living Translation. Yeah, give me that in the New Living Translation, verse 13. That'll work. Okay. Hold on to the pattern of wholesome teaching you learned from me. A pattern shaped by the faith and love that you have in Jesus, that you have in Christ Jesus. So hold fast to the teaching that you have, knowing that what God is teaching you, what we are teaching you, what the Bible is teaching you, hold fast to that sound doctrine. Hold fast to the word of God. Hold fast to it. All right, let's look at Revelation chapter 2. Revelation chapter 2, verse 25. No, 2, verse 18. Okay. This is the word of God saying, to the angel of the church in Thyatira, he's writing. Or we could say, to word of life, or wherever. This is the word to the church. This is the word to us. Let's look at verse 19. I know your works, your love, service, and faith, and your patience. And as for your works, the last are more than the first. He knows our works. He sees our service. He sees our faith. He sees our patience. So sometimes we have to be patient when we go through those hard times. We got to be patient when we want to throw in the towel. We have to be patient when we want to give up. We have to be patient. So sometimes it's almost like, Lord, how much longer am I going to have to stand for this that I'm believing you for? I've prayed for this for years, and I still haven't seen an answer. How much longer, God? Are you up there? Do you hear me? How much longer do I have to believe for this house that I want? I looked back at some notes that I wrote down years ago. We've rented for years. We've rented. But I wrote down the type of house I wanted, how I wanted the floor planned, exactly what I wanted years ago. And I would just pray, Lord, when is it coming? When am I going to get my house? We've been standing. We've been looking. We've been believing. And sometimes, you know, it's like, all right, just what's the use? I'll just take whatever's available. But no, I continue to stand. And guess what? I found the floor plans to the house that I wanted over 15 years ago. They're almost identical. No, it's more than 15 years ago, because we have been in this house now, what, 21, 22 years. So this has been over 30 years ago. I found the floor plan to the house that I wanted. And guess what? It's almost identical to what I have now. So we can't throw in the towel. We can't give up. We can't stop trusting and believing God. Hold on, your change is coming. Hold on, your answer is on the way. Hold on. Don't throw in the towel. Don't throw in the towel. Let's look at verse 25. Revelation chapter 2, verse 25. But hold fast what you have till I come. Just that simple. Hold fast what you have till I come. Hold fast to what you believe in God for till it comes through. Hold fast till your healing comes. Hold fast till your children are where you want them. Hold fast until you get that home that you're believing for. Hold fast. Don't let go. Let's look at that in the New Living Translation. Except that you hold tightly to what you have until I come. Hold tightly. Hold on to it tightly. Don't let go. You know, it's kind of sort of like this. Can I use your example? Hold tightly. I don't know if I need to do this or not. Hold tightly. Jesus, you're so funny. Hold tightly till you get what you want. All right. Come here. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Come on. Hold tightly. Now let's remember, we're going to hold tightly to what? Until our change comes, right? We're going to hold tightly till we get our house, our car, our healing. We are going to hold it tightly. Come over here, please, sir. You want to hold tightly, okay? You hold to it tightly because you know it's happening, right? We dated, got engaged, and he asked me to marry him. And I said, I will. So guess what? I held on tightly because I knew my wedding day was coming. I knew I was going to get what I was believing God for. So I held on to him tightly. So just like you're believing God for stuff, hold on to the word of God tightly. Amen.
Amen.
And then I held real tight. But hold tightly. Hold the word, just like I held his hand. Hold on to the word of God. Don't let it go. Don't let it slip. Don't throw in the towel. Hold it tightly. Now, for the wives and the husband, reach over and take your wife's hand. Crystal, you and Julia are so cute back there. That's right. Hold each other's hand. Now, I want you just to squeeze her hand tightly. Squeeze it just a little bit, but now I want you to squeeze it tightly. Do you see the difference? Squeeze it lightly, then squeeze it tightly. And if you see, to me, that is saying that I can kind of like, hold on to God's things, kind of like, well, it's all right, you know. I don't have to come to church. I don't have to believe God for this, but I know what's going to happen. That's kind of lightly, isn't it? But when it's tightly, when you hold it on to God tightly and hold it on to his word, you are not going to let anything separate you. Now, just like you're holding on to your wife's hand or your husband's hand, and if you, you know, like with Rose, you have your granddaughter, Jessica, you have yours, but just holding on to someone's hand tightly, can't nothing get in between there because you're holding tightly. So when you're holding on to the word of God tightly, don't let the devil come in. Don't let doubt, confusion, complaining, don't let any of that come in. Just hold on to the word of God tightly. Hold on to it tightly. And you know what? What do you do when you want to quit? Refuse to quit and fight with everything in you. Fight by speaking God's word. Refuse to quit. Refuse to quit. Say it. I refuse to quit. I refuse to quit. We have to have a made up mind and be determined that I refuse to quit. I won't give up and I won't stop. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Tell yourself, I will not quit and I will not give up. We have to encourage ourselves in the Lord. I can't wait for my husband to encourage me. I can't wait for you all to encourage me. It's good to have others to encourage you, but we must encourage ourselves in the Lord. Rehearse who you are in Christ. I'm somebody. Are you somebody in Christ? Yes. We have to tell ourselves, I am somebody through Christ Jesus. I am somebody. I am the apple of his eye. I am the apple of his eye. That's when he will keep an eye on me and protect me. I'm the apple of his eye. You're the apple of his eye. He's going to keep an eye on you, and he's protecting you. So I don't have to throw in the towel. I don't have to give up because I am the apple of his eye. And then also remember what you've been through. Remember what you've been through. Remember what you have been called to do. All of us are called to do something for Jesus Christ. We've all been called to serve in the body of Christ. And that is, number one, going out telling others about Jesus Christ. Remember what you've been called to do. And if you don't know what it is, just find out whatever needs to be done and get busy. Amen? Just get busy. Keep coming to church. You come to church, you attend Bible study. How many of you know there is strength in fellowship? I'm telling you, when I've had a rough week, a rough day, or whatever, when you can get together with a group of people like y'all, that brings strength to me. It gives me energy. It excites me to see you and to just fellowship together and praise the Lord together. Keep your family in church. It's important that we bring our family to church because what it can look like if it's not important to me, my children are watching me. They know that if I don't take church important, they're not either. Because mom and, it's not important to mom and daddy. Sorry, it's not important. Now, I don't have to go. They don't have to go. Church is important. Church is important. Our children are watching us. Our family, our friends are watching us. So if we don't make church a priority, do we absolutely think that our family will, or our children? If it's not important to me, I'm kind of like coming in when I want to, leave when I want to, just haphazardly. Well, I might come Sunday. I think I'll stay home next Sunday. I think I'll come Wednesday. Nah, I'm going to stay home. I'll just catch it later. And you got your children watching. You got your grandchildren watching you. It ain't important. So they'll take on the same mindset. Well, mom and daddy don't have to go. I don't have to go either. Grandma don't have to come. Papa don't have to come. I ain't got to go. But it's important that we stay in church, because staying out will make you want to throw in a towel. Okay? Hang around motivated believers. Hang with people that will build you up and not tear you down. Don't hang with people that will try to get you to side with them and look for all the reasons and excuses you shouldn't come to church, or you shouldn't be saved. Oh, it's not worth it. Oh, it's this. Oh, it's that. Just complaining. Stay away from complainers, fault finders. They steal all your joy. You can have a, you can walk out of here all upbeat and ready to face the day and ready to punch the devil out. But then as soon as you get to hang around one of your buddies, I didn't like what Pastor preached myself. I don't know. I don't know about that church down there. You know, they be talking about speaking in tongues and stuff, and praying in the Holy Ghost. I don't believe in that stuff. I don't believe in that stuff, girl. You believe in that stuff. And so then the next thing is, you really believe in it, but now you're ashamed to tell them that you do. So what are they going to do? They're going to keep pulling on you and pulling on you and complaining. Well, what time y'all go to church? Girl, that's early. That's late. How long you stay? Ooh, that's a long time. Oh, that ain't long at all. Just can't get nothing right. Complain. Stay away from them. Talk about the weather. Talk about your grandchildren. Talk about your children. Talk about something. But if they're going to talk to you and it's going to pull you down, don't hang with people like that. Just keep it on the surface. Girl, I like them shoes. Where'd you get them from? You know? Just keep it light. Because unless you can pull them up, don't let them pull you down. Don't let them pull you down. So hang around motivated believers. But the right ones, make sure that what they are saying lines up with the Word of God, okay? Another way that we can move forward without wanting to throw in the towel or quit is by listening to messages that will build us up. So if you don't know what to listen to, and anybody on live stream, I got a great idea for you. Go to WLFC, Word of Life, just pull it up. Word of Life is sure all. And the pastor is James Redfern Jr. You will hear some good upbuilding messages. All right. So listen to the messages that will upbuild you. And the next thing is praise God through it all, knowing that God loves you and don't want you to quit. You praise God through it all. Praise Him through it all. You praise Him when you have a house, and you praise Him when you don't. You praise Him when the car is broke, and you praise Him when it runs. You praise Him when the cat died, and you praise Him when the dog lived. You just keep on praising God. Don't let this stuff get you down. Don't throw in the towel, because we have plenty opportunities to do so. Plenty. Don't throw in the towel. Stay with God. All right? And I say to you tonight, refuse to quit. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Rehearse who you are in Christ. Come to church. Bring your family. Hang around motivated believers. Listen to some good word building messages. And praise God through it all. Don't quit and don't throw in the towel. Because we serve a good God. We serve a good God. So you take these 8 things that I've told you tonight and meditate on it. When you need to remind yourself of something, don't throw in the towel. Don't throw in the towel. Don't throw in the towel. Just start throwing up your hands in praise. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I thank you. God, you so good. I'm not moved by what I see. I'm not moved by what I hear. I'm moved by the word of God because God is keeping me. His word is alive in me. His word is making me whole. His word is bringing strength to my body. His word is bringing my children in. His word is bringing my family in. His word is bringing my friends in. The word of God is always on time. He will keep you. So don't quit. Don't throw in the towel. Continue to stay focused on Jesus. Amen. Amen. Stand to your feet. And we're going to say, I will not stop. I will not quit. I will not throw in the towel. I'm better. I'm bigger. And I'm stronger than that. God, I thank you. You got my back. All right, here's our pastor. Love you guys.
Amen. Well, glory to God. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. You know, the Bible tells us that Jesus Christ is our example to follow, right? Amen. Well, you know something? He didn't quit. He didn't quit. And he faced many, many trials, but he never quit. And because he didn't quit, that's the reason we are winners today. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's a good word. That was a good word. Praise God. Amen. You can be seated just for a moment. I want to speak to those that are watching the live stream. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, He's a wonderful Savior. He's a wonderful Lord, and He gave His life. He gave His all so that we could be born again, so that we can be a part of God's family. And God loves family. He allowed us to be a part of His family even after Adam just messed things all up. God gave us another chance. He sent Jesus Christ. And if you don't know Him, or if you died right now, you don't know that you will go to heaven when you leave this earth. I invite you right now to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Accept Him in your life. He wants to come in. He wants to save you. He wants to forgive you of your sins so that you can go free. Hallelujah. And all you have to do is receive Him by faith, asking Him into your heart to be your Lord and your Savior. And if you're willing to do that, I'm going to ask you right now to repeat this prayer after me. But I want you to speak it to Jesus. Wherever you are, He's there. Can't see Him, but He's there. Speak it to Him. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe that you're the only begotten. Son of God. And I receive you into my life as my Lord and as my Savior. Forgive me, Lord Jesus, for my sins. And I receive forgiveness right now. And I want to thank you, Jesus, for coming into my heart and saving me. And I call you Lord because you are my Lord and my Savior. And I boldly confess that I have eternal life because Jesus lives in my heart. Amen. If you prayed that prayer with me, I want to welcome you to the family of God. Hallelujah. I welcome you to the family of God. I'd appreciate it, really, if you would contact us and let us know, hey, I gave my life to Jesus. I made him my Lord and my Savior. We want to rejoice right along with you. Praise God. And if there's any watching and you say, I'm sick in my body and I need healing for my body, I want to hook up with you and pray for you. Pray the prayer of faith hopefully for God to touch your body, bring healing to your body, giving you a testimony of his goodness. Let me pray for you now. Father, in the name of Jesus, touch them from the top of their head to the soles of their feet with your mighty healing power. Let the healing flow just flow through them right now. Right now, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, for what you're doing in their bodies. And not just in their bodies, but in their minds. Those that are troubled in mind, just weighted down. Father, we thank you for healing and freedom and the weights being lifted from them. I thank you for that. We give you glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. We would certainly love to hear from you as well. We want to hear what God is doing in your body or in your emotions or whatever. We want to hear from you. We will praise God right along with you. Amen. So glad you joined us in the service today, and I invite you to join us again. Yeah.